7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, it is 1930 UTC once again, and that means it is time for another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am now sitting in my bathtub, and sitting over here, less than a meter to my right, is the sergeant at arms of this committee, one fluffy ragdoll named Pippa. She's sitting on the toilet. Hi, baby. That's a good kitty. Ugh. Yeah, so here I am in the tub again, trying to deal with my back because, boy oh boy, have I had another day. Oh, brother. First, we need to drink some tea. Then I'll tell you about it. Oh, best tea ever. Oh, I do love to drink tea. It's true. All right, so let's adjust my hair here a minute. There we go. Yeah, so today, what a day I'm having. First things first, I had an appointment this morning at 9 a.m. And even though I beg and plead and ask people not to schedule me anywhere at 9 a.m., it happened anyway. Couldn't get around it. And so, in order for me to be somewhere at 9 a.m., I have to get up at 7:30 a.m. So last night I set my alarm clock for 7:30 a.m., a truly ungodly hour. And to make things worse, since I was so stressed out about having to get up and be somewhere at 9 a.m., I couldn't sleep very well. So even though I tried to go to bed kind of early, around 1 a.m., I managed to fall asleep probably around 1:30, maybe 1:45. I was definitely asleep by 2 a.m. But since I was so worried that I would somehow miss this appointment or my alarm clock wouldn't go off, all, you know, the typical bizarre anxiety problems that I usually have, this caused me to wake up at 5:45. You know, I got about 4 hours of sleep. And at 5:45, I tried to go back to bed, but that really didn't work out. And so, by about 6:25, I just decided to get up and get going. So, I got up and I ate a little bit. And then I decided, oh, I guess I'll wash my hair. So I washed my hair and I dried my hair, and by the time I got all that done, and then I checked my email and all that stuff, and so finally by about 8:30 I thought, okay, good, it's time for me to leave. But first I need to turn this water off with my toes. There we go. Got a nice full bathtub full of hot water. Oh, it's so good. So at 8:30, I get in my car. And that's always stressful at that time of day. And I drove to Midtown. And that took, all about 20 minutes. And it was kind of stressful, but I think I missed the majority of the traffic, and so it wasn't too bad. I survived. I didn't die. And I show up at the office at about 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, and I check in. And they're like, all right, well, tell them you're here. So I sat down, and I couldn't help but watch Carol Burnett on Rachel Ray. Ugh. Absolutely horrible. Could not look away. There was not another direction to face, and plus the TV was so loud. The TV's so loud you can barely hear what the receptionist is talking about, so that's a real pain. And it turns out I gotta sit there for half an hour. They're not ready for me until 9:20. You know, then don't schedule me at 9 o'clock. Schedule me at 9:30 or whatever. Oh, well. So just sitting there, kind of stressed out, having to listen to some stupid TV show and all that, and sitting in these chairs that aren't meant to be sat in for more than about 3 seconds, and started making my back hurt. And then this appointment took much longer than I was expecting. You know, I thought I was going to be out of there in like 20 minutes or 30 minutes, like always. But no, we got to do a whole bunch of stuff because we haven't done it in 6 months. And so we got to do all this stuff. And I was going crazy. And the chairs in there were bad too, and my back was starting to get weird. And so to make a long story short, I finally got out of there at about 10:45. And then I thought, good, I'll have just enough time to take a small nap. And I won't be ruining my day or anything like that. So I drove home, took the interstate, and that was stressful, and my back started to hurt a little bit more. And then I was pulled into my driveway, and I thought, wait, do I have any food? So I decided to drive to the store. I went to the store, you know, and I got there at about 11:10, and I bought some more barbecue because I thought, oh, that'll be easy. And I bought some bread, and I bought some tea, and I got something else. Oh, I got some of those breakfast bars that I've been eating. Yay, so fun. And then I finally came home. And then I decided to lay down for a little while. This was around noon. And I laid there for about half an hour. I thought, am I ever going to fall asleep? And I did manage to fall asleep, and I slept for about an hour and a half or slightly less than that. And here we are. Dubious goals committee time. Yeah, but when I was sleeping, I strained my back a little bit more. That whatever was wrong with my back was starting to cramp up and have little muscle spasms, and sleeping in a weird position or something did not make it go away. And so now I'm in the tub, and I think I feel better already, but I'm not sure. So let's drink some more tea. I do love to drink tea. So delicious. I'm a little bit messed up, but I think I'm good. I think I'm all right. And for some reason, I just remembered I need to remember to take out the trash tonight. Don't forget to take out the trash. Yo, zowza. Oh, and I just remembered something else. There's a football game on. That'll be on here in a little bit. So by the time we get to the second half of this show, I'll probably be watching some football. I do like football. Football is good. And where's Pippa going? Okay, bye-bye. But see ya. Pippa has decided to leave the bathroom. Apparently she's not very interested in today's dubious goals committee meeting. And that's fine, because I understand that this is not very exciting. I'm just sitting in the bathtub. Oh. Oh, I am glad I have some more barbecue, though. I might have to eat some of that. That's going to be yummy and delicious. And so that's the day that I've been having so far. It was a lot of stress for doing nothing. Other people were stressing me out. And it was not pleasant. But I think I'm recovering okay. We'll know later tonight. Hopefully I'll be able to go back to bed in about 12 hours. If not, I'm going to be staying up all night, and that won't be fun, and I do not want to stay up all night. And blah, 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 blah. Yowza. And I would stay up all night if there's anything interesting on TV, but there's not. Starting in about 10 minutes, there's a movie that I'm afraid to watch, but I kind of want to see just how bad it is. It's called Slapshot 3. And then there's a subtitle, but I forget what it is. Now, I'm a big fan of the original movie Slapshot with Paul Newman. I didn't know that they made sequels. I've never seen or even heard of Slapshot 2. And I didn't know Slapshot 3 existed until I was checking the TV schedule just moments ago. And I'm sure it's absolutely horrible. But I'm dying to check it out because I got hockey on the brain. I watched a hockey game last night. Nashville versus Chicago. Nashville won 3-2. And tonight I'm probably going to watch a hockey game too because suddenly I'm interested in hockey again. But anyway, we're at about the time where we take a break. So why don't we listen to a little bit of music and I'll finish up in the bathtub here and then we can go watch football. How does that sound? Good. So here's some music.
Give me a cue. I Oh no, don't take out Shane Long. He's my spirit dragon. Oh, gee, okay, well, first of all, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman. And I'm sitting here watching English Premier League. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, it's Wednesday. Shouldn't you be watching Champions League? Well, one, this is not a Champions League week. And two, no, I am actually watching English Premier League. They're having some strange Wednesday games. These are games to fix the schedule. These are sort of like makeup games, games that had to be changed so that other teams could play in other competitions, and so the schedule gets weird. And so to fix the table, they have all these sort of makeup games in the middle of the week every once in a while. And so I'm watching Manchester City versus Southampton, and they just took off Shane Long, my favorite Southampton guy. I think that was a mistake, because the game is currently tied 1-1. And so, They're taking off, Southampton is taking off one of their best guys in Shane Long. I love that guy. But I'm not the manager of the team, so nobody listens to me. I think there's five games going on, most of which started earlier than this game. Yeah, here's some final scores. Chelsea over Swansea, 1-0. Everton over West Ham, 4-0. That game is still going on. Stoke 0, Liverpool 3. That game is still going on. And Arsenal 5, Huddersfield 0. And then Bournemouth and Burnley, 1-2. Burnley is beating Bournemouth? Okay, yeah, I guess. I'm glad to see that Everton is up over West Ham, even though I've kind of been rooting for West Ham a lot this season. I also root for Everton because Wayne Rooney plays for Everton now, and Everton has not been as great as they should be. So at least I'm happy for them, but I'm sad it's at the expense of West Ham. Liverpool 3, Stoke 0, that's to be expected. Arsenal 5, Huddersfield 0, that's to be expected. Burnley over Bournemouth, that one could have gone either way. And Chelsea 1, Swansea 0. Jeez, I thought we could have sworn Chelsea would have put a few more goals on them. But no, apparently not. Swansea, they've been in pretty good form recently, so I guess that shouldn't be too much of a shock to me. But still, in this game, the one that I'm actually watching, the only one that's being aired right now, boy, Manchester City is really putting the pressure on Southampton. Southampton's on a little break here, but they got no support, so this is going absolutely nowhere. And I just remembered something else that this totally unrelated to football. Today, I had to sign an attestation of American citizenship. I had to sign a piece of paper, and all it said was, "I am an American citizen," and then my signature. And the funny thing is this is the second one I have signed in the last week. In the last 7 days, I have signed two of these attestations. I do attest that I am, in fact, an American citizen. It's kind of weird. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Manchester City back in the Southampton half of the field getting dangerous. Oh, the goalie came way out. And, oh, Manchester City manages to get the ball in the net, but there was a foul committed, so that goal will not count. Wow, that was close. Okay, so Fernandinho is way out there. He puts the ball in. The goalie comes out to get it. Can't get it. The ball goes, I didn't see the foul. Where is the foul here? Oh, is it because he hit the goalie? Maybe so. I don't know. Anyway, my cat is down here too, watching the football. She's watching Pep Guardiola walk up and down the sidelines. And I gotta remember to take out the trash tonight. Did I mention that already? I really need to remember to do that. Oh, brother. And so this game, why do I get the feeling this game is going to end in a draw? I think this score is going to hold, and we're going to see 1-1 as the final score, which is kind of bad for Manchester City. Not in any bad way. I mean, they're sitting at the top of the table. They are number one. They are currently ranked number one, and they are fairly well out ahead. Oh my God, Raheem Sterling just scored a goal. A beautiful, beautiful goal. So obviously I'm wrong. This game is not going to end in a draw. This game is going to end Manchester City 2, Southampton 1. And it wouldn't have mattered if this ended in a draw for Manchester City, because they're at the top of the table by at least 10 points. Nobody's going to catch them. And so even a loss to Southampton really wouldn't even affect them any, but that's not going to happen today. See, I was hoping Manchester or Southampton would manage to take a point away from this. Remember, if the game ends in a draw, then each team gets a point in the league standings. But now, Manchester, geez, that's a beautiful goal. Manchester City will take 3 points away for the win. If you win a game, you get 3 points, and that affects your standings. So, boy, oh boy, that's just a beautiful goal. Right up there on the postage stamp. Right in the corner, there's no way the goalie ever would have been able to get his hands on that. And that was a goal by Raheem Sterling. He's caught fire recently. Within about the last week or 10 days, the last two game weeks, he's been scoring. He was not doing so well there for a while, but like I said, about 2 weeks ago, caught fire. And so I'm glad for Raheem Sterling. So I'm glad he's back in form. But Southampton gets 0 points. They will be taking no points away from this game right when they thought they had the draw all tied up. No, denied. Raheem Sterling. He's pretty awesome. So, before we went to break, I mentioned that there was a horrible movie on. Slapshot 3. Let's flip over to Slapshot 3 and see what's going on. That's not Slapshot 3. Where are we? We got to go to 84. Slapshot 3, the Junior League. Wacky brothers work together. There's the description. Wacky brothers work together to mold young hockey players into champions. Oh boy. Does it seem like it might be a little formulaic? It might be. Now, I don't know when this film was made, but it was made a very, very long time after the original Slapshot, because there, they just showed the Hansen brothers, and they're obviously much older. And there's a kid in the booth who looks like the kid from Bad Santa. So, what? How old is this? I was thinking, well, maybe this was made in like the 80s or 90s, but no, this was probably made within the last 10 years or so. Oh, and look, the hockey game breaks into a fight. What a surprise. Oh, and are these the Junior Hansen brothers? It must be, because they all got taped up glasses on. Oh, let me guess the formula here. Oh, this underdog team does good, and they're very disparate, and then they manage to pull together as a team, and they win the championship in the last minute. That sound about right? Yeah, that's the name of my show. Tobe Predicts Movie Plots. That's not that difficult of a task, considering, you know, there's only about 7 movie plots altogether. You never know. Uh-oh, the cat's going into the bathroom. Are we going to get some wacky kitty noises? Let's sneak over there. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. We're sneaking. Now, I don't hear any wacky kitty sounds. But she's building sandcastles. Oh, wait, here we go. Wacky kitty noises. And that's my cat. Pooping in her poop box. Kitty poop noises. That's just a good radio. Aren't you glad you listened to the Dubious Goals Committee today? Of course you did. Oh, now I can start to smell kitty poops. Oh, boy. Let's sit back down here. I think my back is a little bit better. Yeah, I just got to be careful not to re-aggravate it. And I will not re-aggravate it. I will go to great effort to make sure that my back stays complacent. All right. It also means that I'm going to need to eat some barbecue soon. I'm getting hungry. My eating schedule got thrown off a little bit today, being as I had to get up at, 6:30 this morning or whatever. Yeah, it's just horrible. Nobody should have to get up that early. This is not the early morning committee. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress Public Access Unix System. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go. I gotta scoop some poop and eat some food, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.